Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The great Elliot Shore Parks live from London. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's already 8 o'clock here, so I wish I had an expense account, but I think all drinks on me tonight, so we shall see.
Ooh, there you go.
Yep. What's it like over there so far? First of all, were there a lot of Eagles fans immediately on the flight when you got off? Does it feel like the Eagles are in town?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I talked to someone here that lives here and said, you know, they've had London games here for a few years, but they can tell already that the London presence from Eagles fans is bigger than they've seen from any team so far. So, I, you know, my flight over here, there was a lot of Eagles fans. In the airport, there was a lot of Eagles green. So it does seem like Eagles fans are certainly showing up for going to turn it into another home game.
Well, stay out of trouble over there, Elliot.
No, get into trouble.
I'll try.
Get into trouble. Just don't get arrested.
I just won't tweet it. That's the only thing.
Yes, yeah, because it's a different country. How would they even find out?
Don't tweet it. Yeah, just don't tweet it.
That's a great idea. All right, so London, obviously this is a must win game.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like that this is a must win team. You know what I mean? Like I know the Eagles are a better team than Jacksonville. I know that, even though if they're not winning games against teams they're better than, but they're finding ways to lose every week, and that's when I look at this game this week, Elliot. I just say, How the hell do I have confidence to pick them to win a game where they've just proven they can't win games like this?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, like we talked a few weeks ago, and I said I thought the Eagles were better than the Rams. I'm out on this team now. I just think they've not shown they know how to win games. They blew it late against the Panthers. So in a must-win game like this, and I'll tell you, just from being over in London, like the trip over I do think is going to play a large factor in this game. The Jaguars have done it at least the last 3 years in a row. They're 3-0. Blake Bortles has played really well in those games. And the Eagles did the same flight I did, essentially. And it really does take a toll on your body. So I think that, you know, just that is going to play a factor in this game on Sunday.
Well, when did the Jags get over there?
I think the Jags did the same thing, but this is a third year in a row. So they know more how to do it. They're used to it. They've done it before. Even today, I was at Eagles practice. They practiced at a rugby facility. The practice was shorter than usual, it seemed, and afterwards they had a Play 60 event where they hung out with some kids and, you know, some kids from over here. So everything just feels different over here. And, you know, John, you mentioned it at the beginning, this is a must-win game, and it just doesn't feel like it's a must-win game because it's just the circumstances are so different.
Any updates on who's going to be in or who's going to be out, I should say, come Sunday? Any new potential players that – coming back, or any surprises that we won't have Sunday?
Well, you know, obviously Sidney Jones didn't make the trip. Darren Sproles is out. So those are the two main guys that have really missed some time. But Haloti Ngata is listed as questionable for this game. He was at practice today. He was also at the Play 60 event. Doug Peterson said he's really going to be a game time decision. So I still don't expect him to play. And when you look at that decision to sign him, I mean, this is now 3 or 4 games he's missed and, you know, kind of must win games for the Eagles. So that signing is kind of backfired, but I would be surprised if he was out there on Sunday.
Talking to Elliot Shore Parks live from London, Eagles and Jags, over to covering for 94 WIP, the Go Birds podcast. You got to take a listen. These guys are killing it with it. So Elliot, I texted you this earlier. An old radio colleague of mine, Jason Ashworth, tweets this out, that Howie has the full court press on for Shady. And it makes a lot of sense. I don't know where Jason's getting the information from. I know he's not making it up, but it makes a lot of sense that Howie would turn his attention to where it looks like the whole Le'Veon Bell thing is dead. So now where do you go? Do you just say, all right, we're just going to have to do with what we have and hope for the best? Or do you go out and revisit trades or trade proposals? And Shady was talked about before. So it makes a lot of sense that Howie would be revisiting, right?
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense at 4-4. If you lose on Sunday and you fall to 3-5, I mean, look, I think, and I tend to agree with Ike on this, like, I think LeSean McCoy would be a big upgrade to this offense. Maybe not quite on the degree of Le'Veon Bell, but I don't think it would be that far off. But if you fall to 3-5, do you really want to invest in a running back that, you know, probably his best days are behind him? You probably give up a fourth or fifth round pick for him and has a fairly significant high cap hit in 2019. So if the Eagles win on Sunday, maybe Howie decides, look, I'm going to go in on this season. I'm still going to invest in this roster. But if you lose, you really have to start saying to yourself, okay, Derek Barnett's hurt, Sidney Jones is hurt, we're 3-5. Do we want to give up an asset to rebuild this team for a guy that in 2019 might not be as big of an asset as he is right now?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it too, ESP. I mean, they lose Sunday. Yeah, I don't see Howie making the move for the exact same reasons you just pointed out. 4-4 would sort of be encouraging for him to go ahead and do. The quarterback, man, we've seen him on the injury report the last couple of weeks. No one's making a big deal about it. No one's really gotten nervous about it. Is there anything here to be concerned with? Has Doug said anything more about what is possibly ailing Carson Wentz?
So last week when he was on the injury report, we were told it wasn't a big deal. So it's a little interesting that he continues to be on it. I saw Carson today. He looked fine. He was a full participant in practice. I saw him at the Play 60 event. He seemed to be moving around fine. But I definitely do think it's something to keep an eye on, especially when they've been dressing three quarterbacks the last 2 weeks. So I think Carson is fine. He's played pretty well, except for, you know, the end of game. But I don't think it's anything Eagles fans have to worry about.
Well, Elliot, the time's come. Doesn't sound like you have that positive of a look on Sunday. How do you think it plays out?
So I don't think the Eagles are going to win this game. I just think the trip over to London is too much. The Jaguars know how to do it. They're 3-0 the last three years here. And honestly, at this point, I don't think this is an Eagle team that can be trusted. At the end of last year, you trusted this team would be able to win. I can't trust the team this year. I do think the Jaguars win this game.
Wow. Well, Elliot, have a good time, man, and stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When do you come back? Monday?
So my birthday is actually next week, so I'm taking a little bit of an extended stay out here to celebrate.
Come on, man. We got work to do here, E.
I know, especially if they're 3-5, then there will be a lot of work to do. But
Eagles players are taking advantage of the bye week, and so is Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter.
There you go.
All right, ESP, be good.
Artie.
All right, there he is, ESP. Yeah, he doesn't like him either. We're thinking in the same way. Ike, he brings it up, and then he actually goes over there and he says, you know what? The travel really is something different.
Well, I'm sure it is.
All right, well, that's
it. I'm sure it is.
What would it be like? What was the furthest you guys would have to go would be Seattle, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, we've done Seattle. Japan was a preseason game.
Right.
San Francisco is 5.5 or 5, I believe.
Was there a noticeable difference in the West Coast games as far as a sluggish factor or maybe crispness or anything?
I got to be honest with you. That's a mind thing.
Yeah.
That's a mind thing. You know, Jacksonville has to go over there too. I'm sorry. I know they've been over there 3 years in a row. Is all 53 players on the team that was here 3 years ago last year? So there is at least a portion of the team that hasn't made the trip because there's turnover on everyone's roster every year. So there are players that are on Jacksonville's team that hasn't made this trip. It's going to be their first time having to deal with it, you know. So I'm not giving that as some sort of out for sure. That's not an excuse to me. Like, I'm not looking at that as some sort of factor.
It's not a major factor.
No, not for me.
Okay.
Yeah, the Eagles still, they need to overcome that and go out there and win. Seattle. I don't remember Seattle. Ben, if you could check this. I don't remember Seattle going over to London anytime before they just played the Raiders over there.
That would be a West Coast team. That's the problem with having a team permanently in London is if you're a West Coast team, is that a 10-hour flight?
Because you're closer? Going. Oh, I don't know.
Is it closer to fly from the West Coast to London than the East Coast?
I have no idea, brother.
It's probably about the same.
Oh, okay. It's a lot farther.
Oh, is it? Well, but either way, my point is this. They went over there and had no problem beating Oakland.
So there you go. Yeah, right? If they can fly that far, I guess.
Well, the problem, I think, is that you put yourself in the Eagles' shoes. The Eagles had to fly overnight. So when they got on the plane, if you've ever taken a red-eye flight, mm-hmm. they got on the plane tonight, or last night. They got in their seats. They woke up, and they had to go to work. Imagine instead of going home for a night, you sat in an airplane seat overnight. And you might go, well, like that's not like a big deal. It's a couple days out from the game. But they have a practice today. So that practice gets thrown off. Doug has talked about how big practices are for setting the tone. And if you're not used to doing that, you don't fly red-eye a lot. You don't know how to sleep on those flights. We all know this. Like, if you have a really, really big thing, like an exam, and you don't sleep well leading up to it, it affects you. We don't talk about it a lot in sports, but it messes you up. And this has happened to teams that play the Jaguars. They, like, sleepwalk when they get there. And this is why the Jaguars keep winning, even though they have no real home field advantage there.
I guess they do.
I guess you can look into that as a reason. I don't know.
Yeah, but you and I think look at it like
I'm just not buying it.
You get off the plane, even if it's a red eye, you didn't sleep much, but you go, you do practice, you go home and take a nap, you eat dinner, and then it's Saturday, and you're not worried about what happened the day before. I mean, I don't think it's something they think about, is what I'll say. Does it have some type of an effect? I think it has some kind of effect.
I'm sure. Well, it's no different than flying from here to the West Coast.
Right.
Well, the difference is when they get up for this game, so the game starts at 9:30 in the morning our time. Mm-hmm. That means that they have to get up and leave the hotel at what, like 5:30 in the morning our time, 6:30 in the morning, whatever. Means they're waking up around 5 a.m. And it's not a humongous difference. They'll have a couple days to adjust, but when you go there, you get the jet lag. And it can affect you because your body is not on the same time. Your body still thinks that it's time to be in bed on a Sunday morning, and you're all of a sudden at the stadium and you're on the field.
So I'm asking again. Every player on the Jags was not that's on the team now, wasn't on the team last year.
There's always pretty high turnover.
There's new players on the team, so it's their first time going through it as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't count. 888-729-9494, which is really why the argument is flawed in a lot of respects. But well, Eagles got to come out and do it.
For me, I mean, it may be a reason why someone would pick against the Eagles, and that's fine. You're always looking for reasons why you would get one team the advantage over the other team. That's fine. All I'm saying is, from my perspective, I'm not buying that as an excuse. That's not an excuse to me. Just because it's your first trip to London.
Right.
That's not an excuse to go over there and lose the game.
No, it's no different than any other road game, except it's just different than any other game that they've done.
And that's the way I look at it.
Yep.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.